Ain't getting any better.
And if you say somebody to a man, look, go fishing with me, and he'll say, well, no, I won't go. And then he's trying to tell you he wants his brother to go along, or friend. I won't go unless...
Can't go myself unless you take so-and-so with me. Lesson you'll take someone's lesson you'll do this unless is what he's driving at.
Mm-hmm. And say instead of sitting around, you should help me. Does that sound like you could have used help? You say, why did you sit around?
You could say I could have used you. Uh-huh. Could have used you. In other words, you could help me. I could have used you.
Mm-hmm. And you did something. Instead of playing, I could have used you in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And, how about, she isn't afraid now, but you might say she, now that she's grown, she's not afraid, but she surely... A child.
She was a fraidy cat when she was a child.
She used to be
fraidy.
Mm-hmm. And the old gray mare, she ain't what,
ain't what she used to be.
And the opposite of used to be is I don't understand why she's afraid now. She.
You don't use cream, do you?
No, sir, I don't.
Come on.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you don't put on tape?
Oh, yeah.
There you see.
Yeah, right. that would cure her, either kill her or cure her if you put that down her back. That's
sure. Was quite so. Yeah, these fool remedies. I went in one's house up here one day, and I noticed on the mantel was a glass full of hoofs off of a hog's foot. You know, they slipped just a hoof off, and they had that glass full of those dried hoofs. I said, what in the world are you saving those hoofs for? He said, let me tell you one thing, Mr. Krieger. He said, that's the best stuff in the world for pneumonia. He said, if you take pneumonia, you parch them hoofs and grind them up and put them in water and drink it. That'll cure any case of pneumonia in the world. So that's what we save them for in case we had pneumonia. Hog hoofs.
By the way, as a matter of fact, isn't that a dish, boiling the hoofs and making a kind of...
You make a pig's foot jelly.
Jelly.
But that's, you take the hoofs off before you do that. That is, it would be a nail, like the nail, you know, that slips off.
Oh.
The hardened nail. It's not the foot itself, it's the...
Oh, and they were boiling just for this.
They slipped, he said, grind that up and boil it and drink the water. And I had the whooping cough. Oh, I was groaning. I thought I'd gonna cough myself to death. And I was down on the street one day, and one of those paroxysms hit me. You know, you ever had a whooping cough?
Yeah.
It's awful, especially when you're grown.